Okay, just chazer over, since it was such an interesting Gemara. So, we'll start the next Gemara. Omar Rav, the top of Samach Dalid, Omer Aleph. The Mishnah said, we have to go back to the Mishnah in order, we're getting to Samach Dalid, Omer Beis, but we're doing Samach Dalid, Omer Aleph. We go back to the Mishnah on Samach Beis, Omer Aleph. We know that you have to have two Seirim, which have to be brought, one Sor LaShem, one for Sor LaZozel. So then the Mishnah says at the end, not at the end, Meis Echod Mehem, if one of the two Seirim died before the Hagrola, I'm doing the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Omer Aleph. Before we do the Gemara, we have to chazer over the Mishnah. Samach Gimel Omer Aleph, so you put the two together, the one, the Sor LaShem, and the Sor LaZozel. And then one of them died. Imat Shaloi Higril Meis, before the Hagrola, Yikach, just take another one and put it up as the substitute for the Sheni. But what happens in Misha Higril? So one was already established as LaShem, and one was LaZozel. Then you have to bring a complete new set, because Meis Echod Me'asirim Yavi Su Zug Acher. You have to bring. You can't just bring one as the other one, because you have to be Koyvei Ashmoi Al Yidei Goyro. So therefore, you can't be Goyrul on the Chodesh. The problem is going to be that the second one didn't have a Goyrul. It has to be as a Goyrul. Therefore, you must bring a full second one, Yavi Zugacher, Viagra Lehem Tetchila. And you have to make a new Goyrul. V'yoymar. And then you have to state, Im Shel Shem Meis. The one we don't know, no, V'yoymar. And he has to say, Meis echod me'asirim afterwards. But in a case where the one that died was the Sawyer that was LaShem, you see, it's a little bit tricky how to read the Mishnah. V'yoymar. Now, parentheses. You have to really put it in as if it's a parenthesis. If the one who died was the LaShem, so then V'yoymar, Zeh she'olov agayro LaShem, Yiskayim Tachtov, this one, now that I'm adding, should be Yavi Zugacher, should be the one in place of that one. V'im, now if it was Azazel Meis, Zeh Sholololav Agoril Azazel, Yiskayim Tachtov. So now you have two Seirim from the Goyrul Hasheni. And you have one left over from the Goyrul before. So you have three Seirim, that two of them are going to be used, which are similar, either LaShem or LaZozel. So one of those two Seirim you use for the actual thing, V'hasheni, Yira Ache Yistayev. Okay, V'im Kodam Lupu. Because let's go to a case where the one that died was the LaZozel. So you bring a whole new set, and now you have a LaZozel LaShem. But now I have a duplicate LaShem. So then I take one of those, and that will be the LaShem. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Zog di Gemara. Now we go to our Gemara. Zog di Gemara on Samach Dalet Omer Aleph. Right after the case before. Im shel meis, if the one that died, zeh she'olol of hagoyro LaShem, im shel zozel. So the Mishnah shah sheni yira. Omar Rav, sheni, which sheni? Yira chistayv. Sheni she'oyo bezug harishon. Yikrav LaShem. V'sheni shebezug hasheni yireh ad sheyistahif. So now you have two. So you just, so what did you really gain? Yigrav Lashem, Asheni Shebezug Zasheni. If the Sir Lazozel died from the Zugarishan, Yira Achistai. Rabbi Yechramar, Hasheni Shebezug Harishain Yira, Sheni Shebezug Asheni Yikra. The question is, which one should be the one that should be brought at the carbon? You had to bring two so you could make a gyro. But now there's an extra, let's say, Lashem. So there's a machloikis, which one? But my komifligi, why would you bring not bring the first one? The first one was the original. So why do I push aside and discriminate against the first? So Gemara Rebbe, Rav Sovar, Balei Chayim Einoi Nidochin. So therefore, when it comes back again, you could use the first one. But Rabbi Yechanan Sovar, Balei Chayim Anidochin. At the time the Lashem was standing, he was standing without a partner. At that time, he wasn't roi for a carbon. Since he wasn't roi for a carbon, even though now he recaptures his roiness, his value, but sometimes when something gets pushed away, it's worse than something that was never pushed away. Right. Now, Tosfos and Tosfos Yeshanim point out there's different kinds of nidachim. Here, nothing bad happened to it. Something bad happened to its partner. And that's why there is this difference. So the Gemara, my time of the Rav. My time of the Rav. Yeah. Why does Rav hold Balei Chayim Eino Nidochin? So where are we coming from? Because it looks like we have a different place where Rav holds that Balei Chayim are Nidochim. It's only in this situation he holds Balei Chayim is not Nidochim. So the Gemara first asks on Rav. So Rav, the Yolef me mechusar zman. Very modern raya. Every time an animal for a carbon on day 7 of its birth is not roi for a carbon. And now on the 8th day he suddenly flowers into a situation where he's roi. Would one argue and say that it's nidochin? Because it's mechusar zman. Hachinami lo yishno. All it needed was a recapture of a partner. So let it be recaptured as a partner, which is a very hard thing to say. Me dummies at the Gemara. Hasam, on the 7th day, lo yischaze klal. It wasn't nitche. It never was good. Hoche, of course it's a nitche. Near of a nitche. It was standing there with a partner and it was good. And then it got pushed away. So there, of course, there's a din maybe of trio.
Maybe you could say the svara that a mechusas man in this case becomes a psul like in the goof of the animal.
Oh, maybe.
But
here we're not. But first we're reading the Gemara simply. Okay. That a mechusas man would be a mechusas man. So that's an elahainu time of the Rav, the Gemara says I have a different Rav. Why Rav holds Balei Chayim are not nidochin? Because the Yelef may balmum oiver. You had a carbon. The carbon got a mum. But it's a mum that could become healed.
Healed.
So then, while it had that mum oiver, it's not good. But then it passes, it's good. Lav afal gaf deloy chazi hashda. ki hoder mechsi shapidomi hochenami loishna. So the Gemara says, first the Gemara has to first address it. How do we know that a bal mum oiver, that it passes its mum, becomes kosher? Hosam mi nolon, diksiv ki moshchosam bohem mum bom. When the Torah says you can't bring a carbon with a mum bom hu delo yeratzu, ha'avar mumon yeratzu, then it can go over. So we see then you need a mum that's extant, that's there. Frek di Gemara for Rabbi Yechanan, who holds balei chayim on nidochin, and they don't come back. So what does he do with the limud from Baal Mum Oiver? Zog di Gemara miut rachmona bohem. Heim hu dikov amuman yeratzu. Hakol dechuyan hoyel venitchu nitchu. Right? Everyone knows. Virav. Virav, hahu bohem be'einayu. Hahu miut of bohem is lav dafka, that you don't learn it out. Be'einayu. Hu deloy mirtzu. Ho al yedei taruvois mirtzu. Listen to this chiddush. If you have a balmum that gets mixed together with other animals, and you can't find a balmum, you can't bring it. We have to see why not. But if it's a balmum oiver, mirtzu. Ukedetnan evarim tmimim. Got mixed up evarim balei mumin. Ebelezer oimem krav aroish el echod mehem. Yakrivu kol aroishin kulan. Krov shel echod mehem yakrivu kol akrayim. So we go lekulo, because balei mumin unbelievable, a chiddush din, we go lekulo, that when it comes to all mumin, v'chamayim rafilu kerva kulam chutz me'echod mehem yetzu lebeis ha'sreifa. Now it's a very lamdish din. Why should Baal Mum, according to Rabbi Yesi, or according to Rabbi Elezer, go not l'chumra? Unbelievable. It's only midrabana. I don't understand. What was the roif? Where was the roif? I don't know why nobody asked that kasha. You hear my question? Let's look that up. We'll see Rashi and Tosfos in a second. If a Baal Mum, there's a special Xeris HaKosuv, that a Baal Mum gets mixed up with other things, it's Ritzui, according to Rebbe Elazar. Parshat Pshat here. Why doesn't someone mention it? Yeah, I can. Let's go over the Gemara again. Rebbe Elazar Oimel. That means the Tanan, it's a Mishnah Zvochim, Evolim, of a carbon that got mixed together. So Rashi zok b'divrei hamaslul evarim. Oh, let's take a look at the Rashi. B'divrei hamaslul evarim. Evarim shel oilot mimoshen is arvu bohem evre balas mum achas. So it's one animal with another animal. So I guess, why does Rashi say that? Zok the toises yishonim b'divrei amazchel be'evrei. Zok the toises yishonim. Where is that toises yishonim? On the next page, maybe. It's on the next page.
Yeah.
I think so, no? But on the base, let's see it. Be'evre balei mum. Oh, on Omid base. Afal gaf de'evre balei mum and mu'utin. Ko'omar shapur nesavru be'evre balei mum and the eidim shani osu kosu. Chal de meizu ha'vanam is barjuk omishu osu be'evre balei mum echod ma'eri. Tim loikin ki krav roi shel echod mehem mai mahani kim jesh vade adayin maroi shem asur. I have to get this klar. I don't have it klar. Let's go it over again. Zog di gemore. Zog di gemore. A mishne mesach des vachim. As in mesach des vachim steht evarim of an oila tmima that was kosher, got mixed up with evarim of balei mumen. So there was another carbon, so there were two carbonists that got mixed together. And Rebbe Lezer Oibel, im krav haroi shel echod mehem, before they chapped that it got mixed up. So you go lekula, so we say that the one that you did was the balas mum, and the other roi shviakrivu es kol haroshin kulon. And you're allowed to be magrevit, and you accept that the other one was that one. Hold on. Hello? Okay, I'm going to go over there later today. Okay, bye. Okay, Rebbe Lezer Eimel, so we can name that So Memele Veto Zayin, as it would be, so that's really the Tosfos Yoshonim's Kasha.
Why does Rashi say Avas?
No, you only have two animals, two heads, so you're not sure. It has to be one animal. You see the Tosfos Yoshonim says? One animal got mixed up with another animal. One animal, one didn't. Now you are makriv one roish. And now you chapped. Hey, there was another roish here. So obviously two things got mixed up. And you know one of them was a balmum. You're allowed to be toilet at the second one that's left there is not the balmum. Because it's a taruvus. Zok Tosfos Yoshonim. Why does Rashi say achas? It was one and one. Because if it was one that got mixed up with two balei mumen, so then you almost have a roiv. Now I have two heads. So one of these two heads is no good. So the pshat is, he says, it has to be one and one.
Would it be two the other way? Tamimim?
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm asking, it just should be the regular din of, if there would be more, we'd go basarayf. I don't know, we'd go basarayf. I don't know why nobody speaks about this. That it should be basarayf. We have to see the Gemara in Zvachim. So Gemara would be basarayf.
So
now, Tosfos, b'divrei amaschil.
Why should it be
bottled?
It's a barrier.
Oh.
There he is.
That would
be
menu.
I don't know here, but I don't know if you go and bittel in the rayf. Hol yedei taruvais mirtzi. So now Tosfos has a mirdik akash. The Gemara just said over here, how does Rav do with the word bahem? So Rav uses the word bahem because that if it gets taruvis, you could use it. Frek Tosfos, right? That's only according to Reb Elezer, not according to the Chachamim. So we're taking sides in a Mishnah in Amoraim that he's going only according to Reb Elezer. So Betoisvus Divra Maskul Hol Yedei Taruvos Amir Deketoisvus. Let's read the Toisvus slowly. Toisvus says, yes, we're only going according to Reb Elezer. Let's read the words of Toisvus. Zok Toisvus Usvir Olei K'Reb Elezer, because the Chachamim hold it's not bottle. Inami zok Toisvus afilu k'Rabbanan. The Afal gaf the pligi olei Rabbanan hosam bebraisa, and you can't do it. Rabbanan de masnison shori b'daraisa. So I go according to the daraisa. So which masnisa? Aminu afilu Rabbanan da'ocha. He could still do it. Now how's Tosis is going to be masba? Afal gaf the pligi olei hosam bebraisa. Only Aver Anishner Veloy Olal Gavin's Bay. Afila Karva Kulam Epistosis has to make it that it would last, that it would go even according to the Rachon. Zok the Gemar V'idoch. This is something that has to be looked into. Abba V'idoch according. And Rabbi Yochanan that learns Bohem Lemayit only while the mum is there, but if it goes off, it's a special Zerizah Kosov. That there's no din of Bale Chaim Nidochin. Zog the Gemara, but all over would be Bale Chaim Nidochin. Zog the Gemara, Nafkale, he'll learn it out. Mi bom bohem, vidach bom bohem loy nidresh. Okay, so the Gemara. So either way, we have a special limud for this din of the taruvas, which really, according to the first teretz of Tosfos, we could have said this totally in Reb Elezer and the Chacham. Ule Rav, that Rav says bale chayim are not nidochin. Nihi nami the bale chayim ain nidochin. But still, why should we use the first one? Okay, it's true you have a right to use the first Sawyer. Why could you use the first Sawyer? You could say a multiple choice, and you could take either one. Omarove, Rav Sovalo, Kereb Yaisi, the Omar. Mitzvah Barisha Dafke. Why? Which Reb Yosi? Hi Reb Yosi. Hi Reb Yosi. Which Reb Yosi? E name a Reb Yosi, who is in a Mishnah in Shkolim, that says there's a halacha. They used to have a kupa of the machzor shekel. The tnan sholish kupa shall sholish sin. Shebaem termin as alishka, because of aleihem elef. Bay, Aleph, Bays, Gimel. On one was written Aleph, on the second was written Bays, on the third was written Gimel. Vitanya Rabbi Yosi Lama Kosav Aleim Aleph, Bays, Gimel. Leida Ezeman Betruma Rishaino Lavie Mano Rishin. With Mitzvah Berishin. So we see Rabbi Yosi holds that you try to always keep the order. There's some mila of order. So they were no. Dilmashani Osam, the Beidna this Chazei Kamaiso, it was ready. Adayin lo yischazi bas raisa. When I filled up the first, the second wasn't even around yet. So that's why it gets a kedima. But the seer anidoche at that time was not, there was a time it wasn't roi when the lazazel. So even though you hold it's not nitche, but it doesn't have the maila, because it was not nira le mitzvosai, right? So Rashi points out, avol hai loy, Rashi explains with the Ramaslo be'idna, avol hai loy ischazi kamo, adis chazi bas chais, sha'af al pi shehigru alav, einoi roi li shochet ad lacha matan dam apar. Rashi learns a little different than the way I explained. So it wasn't roi, uvetoich kach meis chavei roi veviyu shnayim vegriyolei. Shagiyuz man shchita dasor, kvazach, Rashi, at the time it was standing there, it still wasn't roi. There by the kupa, it was totally roi when it got filled. Here, it's not roi. Eloz, I need another makar of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, the Pesach, the Tanan, Hamafrish Pischoi. Someone put aside a sale of Pesach. Ve'ovud, and it got lost before Chatzois. Ve'ifrish achar tachtav. Achar kach nimtza rishoyim. So now you have two karbonis which were mugdish for carbon pesach. Vare shneyem oimdin. Eizem em sheyirtze yikra. Divrei chachomim. Rabbi Yossi oimer mitzvah berishoy. Because over there it wasn't even roi, because it was before chatzois. So still we find that is a mitzvah berishoin to be that din. The imho yahasheni mufchom imenu.
Nice.
Then you go with the nicer one. So Tosfos points out the top Tosfos. And our Mishnah should also say that. If the sore is nicer, name hochanami. So Tosfos achidish neire. Besira mishtaleach. Afilim hoyusheni mufcha mimenu. Mitzvah berish. Why is that? Tosfos doesn't explain why. Why, when it comes to this din, because it's bigvulin. I don't know, what's the svar in Tosfos? Inami shemo lo shayrei milse ella bigvulin oy benasim ba'azore. Then there's a hida likach lemitzveh min amufcha. Kav tuma karbonos da'achilas koyanim avol besira mishdaleya uvesira pnimi anisraf. It's not for achila and it's not in the Beis Hamikdash. Mitzveh berish.
There's no din. It's going to get destroyed anyway.
It's going to get destroyed anyway. So there's no mufcherness. The mufcher has to have some interesting tastes. That mainly would be that the kids, that's what comes out in the Gemara. So now we're still in the midst of the machloikis of Rav and Rabbi Yechonon. Rav holds Balei Chayim are not nidochin. And Rabbi Yechonon holds yes. Omar Rav. Deke mas nison kerav. Kavose de Rav. But the Braisa is kavose de Rav. Mas nison kavose de Rav, diktoni in the Mishnah, im eis echod me asirim, mei vishnaim acherim, umagru aleim. Vim shol shem mei ze shol ova gerul shem yizkaim tachtov. Viidoch kidekoi koi. So it seems like in the Mishnah Kedekoi Koi that it's not Nitcha. The Braise Kavose de Rabbi Yochanan Tiktoni Sheni Einu Yedeya Im L'Sheni Shebzogrishin Im L'Sheni Shebzogrishini Shuvayim Yomat Chai V'loi Shechaveroi Meis. I don't know, Loi Shechaveroi Meis means not Yamat Chai. Where do we see that in Yamat Chai? My Mashma Yomat Chai V'loy shekfar omad. If it goes to a second, so it's mashma like Rabbi Yechonon. So what is this swara? Let's see. Let me just look it up in the Rashi back on Samach Dalet on Aleph. I want to go over that Rashi. Evarim shall elo tmima shenis hava bem evre balas mum achas. Mentes. Okay, we'll have to go this over. Okay, so we'll finish here. See you, Mitzvah Shem. I'm going to learn here, Mitzvah Shem.